Hello everyone, this is the Wale Okelola podcast.
All right, hi everyone, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okelola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel, thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and especially for those who are sharing this podcast, I especially want to appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms. You're welcome once again. We are in a new season of this podcast, and I'm starting a new series of episodes. And on this new season, I'll be having a lot of people, that I'll be bringing on the show to share with me. Like I'll be having guests, all right, on this show to share with me. As you can tell from the voice that started the podcast, that I have somebody with me in the studio today.
Yeah.
My beautiful wife.
Hello.
Can you say hi to everyone?
Hello. Good evening.
Good night.
Good morning.
Oh my God. You're welcome on board again today. We're going to have a wonderful time.
Yes.
All right, don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, on Apple Podcasts, especially Spotify, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Today, I will be looking at The Blessed Life. It's going to be a series, but I'm going to start today as a form of introduction. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. There is an interesting story in the Bible, in the book of Mark chapter 11 from verse 1 to 10. The story is popularly called the triumphant entry. Jesus, when he was about to enter Jerusalem, sent two of his disciples to go into the village ahead of them where they will find a colt. He said to them, when you enter this village that is ahead, you will find a colt that is tied down. He said, loose it and bring it unto me. He told them that when they lose that colt, they are going to find people who will ask them why they are losing the colt. But Jesus told them, when they ask you, why are you losing the colt? You should reply them that the Lord has need of him. This is the theme of all I'm about to say on this episode. You see, God has a purpose for everything that he does in the life of everyone on the surface of the earth. God is intentional. I say this all the time to my people in church, that God is intentional. He doesn't do anything by accident. God has a purpose and a calling for everyone. When he saves you, he has a purpose. When he calls you, he has a purpose. When he delivers you, he has a purpose. For every blessing that God gives, he has a purpose. For every encounter that God encounters a man, he has a purpose. This colt was tied down. The destiny of a colt is not to be tied down. They are not supposed to be tied down. They are supposed to be free so that they can roam, so that they can be used. But this colt was tied down. Jesus came and set the colt free. But after Jesus set the colt free, Jesus told them it is because he has need of him. So Jesus does not have any business setting the colt free if he does not have use for the colt. It is the same thing with our lives as individuals. God does not have any business blessing you if he does not have, all right, a need for you, if he does not have a reason. God has no business giving you an encounter if there is no purpose for the encounter. Recall the story of the Apostle Paul when he first had his encounter with God in the book of Acts chapter 9, Bible says when he was on his way to Damascus, he said Jesus encountered him, a light shone on him. And when he fell down to his face, he said, "What would you have me do, Lord?" Immediately Jesus introduced himself to him and said, "I am the one whom you are persecuting." The first thing that came out of the mouth of Paul was, "Jesus, oh Lord, my Lord, what would you have me do? What do you want from me? Because I know that you cannot give me an encounter without a purpose." Recall also the story of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. He said, in the year when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And when he saw the Lord and God purified his tongue and then, you know, put a coal of fire on his tongue and all of that happened, he had the encounter. And then there was a voice from heaven saying, "Who will go for us? Whom shall we send?" And Isaiah immediately answered and said that, "I am here, O Lord, send me." So for that encounter that God encountered him, he had a purpose that he will be sent to the people. You see how Paul was used mightily of God after that encounter. So whenever God saves people, whenever God calls people, whenever God encounters people, whenever God delivers people from one form of problem or addiction or whatever, from whatever thing that has been limiting you or your life before, if God delivers you, if you have encountered the deliverance power of God, it is because God has a purpose for that blessing that he has given to you. For every gifting that God gifts a person, he has a purpose. Whenever God brings anyone out of a place of stagnation, irrelevance, and darkness into blessing, it is because God has a purpose. He doesn't just do stuff. God is a busy man, like I said. He doesn't just waste his time. If he's focusing on the person and, you know, blessing the person and doing, you know, something remarkable in the life of a person, maybe you're a young person and God is investing so much in you, giving you encounters, giving you revelations, you know, gifting you, or God is lifting you up in business, blessing you, you are rising financially, or God is giving you exposure, you know, by the grace of God, you've been able to travel around the world, you've been able to see the things that the average person in your age, your average age mate has not been able to see. If God has given you exposure, whatever God has given you, it is because God has a purpose. And let me just say this. This is the purpose that God has. It's simple. This purpose is simple. And the purpose is that you might also be a blessing to others. If God delivers you, it is that you might also become a deliverer for others. Recall the story of Joseph. God took him to Egypt when his brothers came and they thought that he was going to, you know, start, you know, he was going to revenge for the evil that they did to him. Joseph told them, he said, "God sent me here ahead of you so that I can preserve our lineage." Look at that. So God delivers you so that you can also become a deliverer. God gifted you so that you can become a solution to people that are not gifted in that area. I was telling my people in church one time, I said, if God gifts you with intelligence, it is so that you can be the reason why others who are not as intelligent as you are will not fail. Are you seeing that? If God makes you wise, it is so that through the wisdom that you have, you will be able to proffer solutions for others. So God has a purpose, and the purpose of God is simple, that as he has blessed you, you will also become a blessing. Listen to this very carefully. God does not open a door that leads to an end. Listen to it again. God does not open a door that leads to an end. Every door that God opens leads to another door of responsibility. So when God opens a door for you, be it a door of blessing, a door of lifting, a door of deliverance, a door of encounter, salvation, It is not an end. So whatever God does for you is not an end in itself. It is a responsibility. When God opens the door of blessing for you and you enter it, at the other side of that door is another door that will lead you into what you are going to use that blessing to do. God, whenever God gives an opportunity, a blessing or a breakthrough, all right, God gives it to you to the end that you may also become useful for Him and serve His purpose to humanity. It's as simple as this. You see, it is a lack of understanding and a sense of purpose for anyone to sit on God's blessing and take them all for themselves. It is a lack of understanding and a sense of purpose to sit on the blessings of God and take them all for yourself. You remember the story of that man that had a great harvest. And after he had a great harvest, he said he would tear down his former tent and build a bigger one where he can store his harvest. He said, "Now eat and drink, my soul, and be merry." And tomorrow I'm gonna enlarge my tent. And you know what God said? God said, "Today that your life will be required from you. Do you think that what you have is just because you are good, or because you are smart, or because you could walk? No, it is because God allowed you to have it so that you can also become a blessing. But as long as that man, you know, his thought was just me, myself, and I, the blessing of God cannot last in the hand of a person who only thinks about themselves. If you are a person who only thinks about yourself, you don't think of how to become a blessing to humanity, you don't think of how to become a blessing to people around you, you don't think of how to use your giftings, okay, to touch the lives of others, to profess solutions to people, you don't think of how to use your experiences, the encounters you have had, all right, to better the lives of other people, whatever you have received cannot last. Why? Because God gave it to you so that you can also use it to become a blessing to others. God is not expecting any one of us to be reservoirs. He expects us to be channels of His blessings. There are two scriptures that drives home this point that I'm trying to make. The first one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith ourselves are comforted of God. Simple. The reason why God comforts us in all our tribulation is so that we also may be able to comfort others when they are in trouble with the comforts that ourselves have received from God. So the comfort we receive from God has a purpose. When we are in trouble, God comforted us for a purpose. When we are down, God lifted us for a purpose. When we didn't have anything, God blessed us for a purpose. When we are in the lowliest times of our lives, God blessed us for a purpose. And this is the purpose, that we might also become the source of encouragement for others by the encouragement that ourselves have received from God. It's as simple as that. Let me show you another scripture in Philippians chapter 3. The book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either we are already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. This is very profound. Especially that verse 12 is what I'm laying emphasis on. He said, there is a reason that I keep walking. There's a reason why I keep on moving. There's a reason why, you know, I do all the things that I do. It is so that I might be able to attain that thing for which Christ apprehended me. That's the King James version. So there's a reason why Christ apprehended me. So what I do every day is that I press on so that I'll be able to apprehend that for which Christ apprehended me. So that I'll be able to do that for which Christ, you know, chose me. So Christ didn't just call me. Christ didn't just choose me. There is a reason. I must make sure that I fulfill that purpose for which God called me. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying there. So it is important for all of us to understand this. Because it is in understanding this that we will be able to fulfill our purposes. If you have been living your life just for yourself all this while, you need to have a change of heart. Because the reason God blessed you is so that you can also become a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. Look at this. Our glorification is tied to us answering the call of God's purpose for our lives. Just like that colt in the story that I started with. Immediately that colt was brought to Jesus and the colt began to serve the purpose of Jesus at that particular time. The colt itself became celebrated. Because nobody's going to throw their clothes on the floor for an animal to walk on. But because Jesus was riding on the colt, people threw their clothes on the floor. So when the other animals like itself was walking on the bare ground, that animal was walking, you know, on padded ground. The animal was decorated. As Jesus was being celebrated, the animal was also celebrated. Why? Because Jesus was right. Jesus gave value. The court serving the purpose of Jesus at that particular time was what gave value to its life. It is the same thing for every one of us. As we also give ourselves to fulfill God's purpose in our life of being a blessing to our world, we will discover that we will also become stars shining on the earth. Today, make up your mind to become a blessing. Don't join the bandwagon of those that are always, you know, saying things like nobody should come and stress me. Nobody should come and build me. Nobody should come. What do you have that you were not given by God? Everything you have, you were given by God. Whatever it is, blessings that you have, you were given by God. And the reason God gave you is not because of you. No, it is not because of you. It is for the people that He has called you to serve. That is why He has given you. If God has gifted you so much, it is a burden upon you. Why? Because God gave it to you because of people. If God has really blessed you financially, God blessed you because of other people, so that you can also become a blessing to them. And it is in becoming a blessing to people that even yourself live a fulfilled life. Have you noticed that when we help others, we derive true joy and happiness by seeing the fact that what we did is putting a smile on the faces of those whom we have done those things for? It brings us some levels of satisfaction that we cannot really explain. Just, you know, spending on ourselves and just enjoying life by ourselves cannot bring that level of satisfaction and joy. So I'm challenging you today. Be a blessing to your generation. Thank you for listening to this episode. I want to believe that you've been challenged, inspired, and blessed. Please like this podcast, share it with your friends, all right? And if you have not subscribed, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify and you have not subscribed, please press the subscribe button right now. If you are listening on Spotify, press the follow button. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, press the subscribe button so that whenever new episodes drop, And I tell you that I'm going to have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful episodes. I have wonderful episodes lined up for this season. Please make sure you follow so that you can have, you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow me on all social media platforms, Wale Okelola, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'll be glad to connect with you on those platforms. If you want to reach me, you can send me an email, olawalemick@gmail.com. I'll be waiting to hear from you. And if you have been blessed by this podcast, please put down a comment in the comment section. I'll be hoping to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Wale Okelola, and I'm your partner in progress. I'll see you again next week. God bless you.